This is Neil Whiteside.
And it's my absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio two of my guests this afternoon. We've got from Romsey Mill, Neil Thompson. Hello, Neil.
Good afternoon, Neil.
You've got a cough, you're telling me.
I have. I'll hold on.
Let's see if we can get you through this. Yeah. And from the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and the new voice of advertising here on Cambridge 105 Radio, Donna Talbot. Hello.
Good afternoon, Neil.
So how are you both? Well?
Good. Very good, thank you.
All right. Now, we're just days away from this year's Bridge the Gap Walk. For those who've not heard about it, do you want to... Goodness knows I've heard about it because I've been on the committee with you two. Tell us about it, Neil. What's it all about?
Yeah, so the Bridge the Gap charity walk is a unique event that really brings the whole of the community together for an excellent opportunity to walk through some of the beautiful grounds of the university colleges, have a great day, nice leisurely walk, see some of those unique and historic sites people wouldn't normally get the opportunity to do in one go, and it's an opportunity. Opportunity as well to support two of the local charities that are based here in Cambridge. We have over 100 volunteers that come together. We have businesses that support us. It's a great opportunity and a great event where so many people come together and really serve the community and enjoy what is unique about Cambridge.
So the idea behind the word Bridge the Gap, I guess, is to bridge town and gown, is that right? It's to show that the town gets together with the university. So Donna, this has been going for a while, hasn't it?
That's right. This is the 17th year, which is amazing, isn't it? I mean, what a success for an event, you know, with all the other events that are around on the Cambridge calendar nowadays, for this one still to be going strong. We're absolutely thrilled. The support every year is just so nice to get such wonderful feedback from volunteers, from participants, and even from the people such as suppliers and people who contribute their efforts on the day to come and support. So it's lovely that we can continue the legacy of this excellent event and just continue to do great work for both of our charities as a result of the funds raised.
Indeed. Now, let's just be clear about this. As you said, there's a lot of other events in Cambridge. A lot of those are like this half marathon, that half marathon. This isn't, is it? This is a walk.
This is a walk. This is a leisurely walk. It's an opportunity for people to come together on their own, walk with family, walk with friends, walk at their own pace and take in the sights and sounds and get as much from the walk as actually they want to. Some people will go at a faster pace and keen to come back and enjoy what we have at Parker's Piece. But it's something where people can really take in the sights and the sounds, get a unique opportunity to see something that they wouldn't normally get the chance to.
And I'm right in saying that the walk changes every year, so it's not a case of, oh yes, well we did that in 2013, yeah, I don't need to do that. It's different again, isn't it? This year, different route again.
Absolutely. The committee are really, really proud to be able to offer a different route every year. We rotate it around, we involve different colleges, and this year I think the ultimate highlight for us is having the recently reopened Museum of Zoology on the route. And you know, Neil, from having and coming and
doing
the risk assessment
walk
with us, you were like a child in a sweet shop in there as well, weren't you?
I was absolutely amazed. You think museum and you instantly think dusty, dull, just more stuff. It's not. It's amazing. It's bright, it's airy, and it's the way they've organised and the things they've put together. You really get more of a feel about all the creatures that they're talking about. It's beautifully done. It is really. And when you walk in under the skeleton of a whale to start with, you're off. You know that they've upped their game. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah,
it's really a journey, I think, gone there. It's not a question of exhibits that are all put together. You really get a sense that you're actually travelling through.
Yeah.
It is unique.
Yeah. I saw creatures in there I never knew existed, and I thought it was reasonably into easy stuff. What on earth is this? So the highlights of this year's walk?
Well, I think that will be an ultimate pleasure for many, many people. Yeah. And I think, obviously, we encourage families to come along with children, and I think whatever your child's age, they'll just be really in awe of seeing all of those animals together, because I think for me it was the scale of the animals, as you said, you've mentioned some of the exhibits already, and just seeing some of the really tiny ones to some of the really large ones, but also remembering that if you are fond of the gardens of the colleges or the architecture, we also have the Society of Cambridge tourist guides on hand, so they will be on the route and they will be able to share a really interesting facts from the history of the colleges.
Well, and you're right, because we're doing the walk around, we were doing, and I'd never done this. I'm going to put my hands up, I'm guilty as charged, because I've lived in this area 16, 17 years. I've never done any of this. Mm. I've never been around any of the colleges. And I think maybe there's a little bit of me that says, yeah, that's because all my friends went to Cambridge, so they all got to do it for free. How come I've got to fork out a couple of quid? Because I saw... do you know what? You were walking around... Now, you're going to tell me which one it was. Is it Christ College, where we were walking through, and it just had a little plate on the door that just says, See Darwin. And it's just like, hang on a minute... Charles Darwin, and Charles Darwin's rooms are preserved. Is that right? They're preserved, and there's the name on the wall still.
Absolutely, and that's the thing about Cambridge. There are so many stories, and even having been through some of the colleges on previous walks, the stories, the areas that we go through, because the route is slightly different, it picks up different highlights every year.
Yeah.
So it's been really lovely to work with Ruth and her team, and the people who have already registered will have already received a copy of their programme, which has hopefully whet their appetite with some of the things that they can expect to see, but also some of the things they should look out for, which are maybe a little bit more hidden.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. And what I love, we were talking about this earlier as well, the thing which struck me, I think it was Trinity have had a bit of trouble with their lawns, as everybody has in the drought, so their lawns have taken a bit of a hammering. But some of the other colleges, you walked in and you thought, hello, a minute, you've been sneaking buckets of water out in the night. But they haven't, they've got boreholes and things. They've actually been able to maintain their gardens. And these gardens are lush and beautiful, aren't they? Really are.
And I think also, it's like you say, the gardens, the environment that we're in, I mean, just some of the sculptures you see as you go through some of the gardens as well, you'd have no idea they were there. And I just found them, I think we mentioned before, Neil, just how TARDIS-like the grounds are. You can walk in through a gateway and walk and walk and walk, and you just think, how come you haven't
I'm in the centre
of Cambridge.
And I think that's it. You think you might know Cambridge pretty well. So like you, I've lived locally for many, many years. You know the streets, you know some of the sites, but actually once you're behind those college walls, it is another world, and the space is immense. You know, it's really surprising what you see. But I think also that one of the real attractions for this is you know, there are lots of people who are coming to Cambridge, who are new to Cambridge. This is a great opportunity to get to see, you know what they've got an idea of Cambridge, and it might be the view from the backs, which is included on this Bridge the Gap walk as well. But you know, a great opportunity to come along and really see the things that you've heard about. As you say, when you're walking around, you find something new. Even if you think you knew something about the colleges, you're going to find
there
something new.
There is always something up somebody's
nugget that you've not heard before.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you, I know, Neil, have actually tested, because you were saying we did the risk assessment. You have tested it to be buggy friendly, haven't you?
I did, yes.
You spent an entire morning with people going, where's your baby, Neil? Because he's got an empty buggy walking around. Yeah. But it is, isn't it? There's a perfectly accessible route for anybody who's thinking, oh, yeah, but you've got, you know, the youngsters only one. How long is the route?
Well, it will be just shy of 4 miles this year.
Okay.
We had a slight revision to the route just yesterday, so sadly we won't be going to one of the gardens that was previously planned. But the route is really enjoyable. And as I say, because it's leisurely, actually 4 miles is very manageable. Mm. We have quite a lot of families who do it with their youngsters. And actually, even for youngsters, because they have the ability to sit down and enjoy a bit of music on route or take in some of the information being shared by the tourist guides, it actually is very achievable for many people. And I think when we did it, Neil, on the risk assessment, it took us about 3.5 hours, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a very gentle stroll, and we were gently strolling around. But you did prove it, didn't you, Neil, that it is all perfectly doable with a buggy?
That's right. So there are a couple of points where there are sort of particular level access routes for those that would have a buggy or a wheelchair, but they don't miss out on any of the delights and sights on the route at all. So it's all been carefully planned, and Donna and her team have done a brilliant job in organising the route, and there'll be plenty of marshals there who will be showing people exactly where they need to go so they don't get lost.
Well, let's talk about the marshals. We've been putting out an appeal over the past couple of weeks, looking for another 20, because, you know, just to make sure this is, as you say, it's quite a long old route, and just to make sure everybody's safe. How are we doing on the marshals' numbers?
I have to put a huge thank you out there to your listeners. We're delighted to say that having made that ask for 20 volunteers, we now only need 3 more.
Oh, that's all right.
So 3 is absolutely tremendous. And it's very possible that we'll be able to secure those over the next 24 hours. So if somebody hasn't contacted us yet, but would be interested in becoming a volunteer, we can provide all the information they need before the event. We provide a briefing sheet, and then on the morning they get a further briefing. So we just ask them to call Abby in the office on 01 223 675 888, and really we'd love to welcome anybody. I think it's like the walk. Everything about the walk is so friendly and so welcoming.
Yeah.
If you're a returning walker, volunteer, we'd love to see you. If you're new, you're very, very welcome, and we really want you to come back and enjoy the event as much as all the others have before you.
Excellent. Well done if you've one of those people who's volunteered. Well well done to you. And we have to say as well, thank you to the colleges, because this is quite a big undertaking for the university, isn't it, to arrange to open the doors to all these people and make sure everyone gets through safely on the day.
Absolutely. So at the moment, the numbers when I left the office today, we're in line with the numbers that we achieved back in 2013. Okay. So today we've already had over 1,300 people sign up. So if things continue as we would anticipate with that number at the moment, we expect to see around 2,200 people on Sunday morning, which will be absolutely wonderful. And obviously each of those colleges will be welcoming those people through. And the colleges have been fabulous. They've helped us with the routes. They've obviously allowed us to do the risk assessments. Mm. And they'll coordinate things on the day as well around their venues as on the route. So it's really lovely that we've been able to work with so many organisations, and not just the ones that are on route, but also the ones that Neil's team have very kindly put together for entertaining people back at Parker's Peace. Because as you say, people do the walk at different rates, and therefore some people will get back and want to have a sit down, enjoy a cup of tea and maybe a slice of cake or some of the other catering that we've got on offer.
So let's talk about Parker's Peace. Neil, very much your thing. Come on, you've got the maps, you've got the gazebo plans. What's the lineup for Parker's Peace?
Yes, so it is. Yeah, there's, as Donna was saying, you know, when people return back to Parker's Peace, there's a great opportunity for them to stay, enjoy a cup of tea or coffee, have a piece of cake from the time for cake tent within the marquee. But we've also got lots of musical entertainment. So the City of Cambridge Brass Band are collaborating with the Water Beach Brass Band, who've been involved in previous Bridge the Gap events to perform when walkers return. So there'll be some joyous and uplifting music. We've also got the Cambridge Lindy Hoppers, who are going to be engaging in some social dancing, and they'll be demonstrating their skills, but also encouraging people to come and participate as well. So people can watch, and if they're feeling particularly active and energetic after their walk and infused by what they've seen and heard, then they can join in as well. But there's also a range of crafts and activities for children to take part in, and also because the Cambridge Building Society, this is the 10th anniversary of them sponsoring the Bridge the Gap event, they've got some special prizes and events and competitions for people to take part in to win prizes. So yeah, there's an awful lot for people to come along and take part in after they've enjoyed an excellent walk.
Excellent. I know for a fact that there's some food and drink and stuff being provided by the Co-op for the day as well, and the Co-op seem to have been hugely involved this year.
They have. We really can't thank them enough. Not only have they advertised the event in their stores, but they're donating fruit and water for the day, but also goodies for the goodie bags. And we've been really pleased this year. We've had a number of companies who've very generously come forward and donated smaller numbers of items, but so that we can have variety.
You can spread them across the bags.
Exactly. Yeah. And also not forgetting those companies that have very generously donated golden tickets.
Tell me.
So the golden tickets are prizes worth between sort of £20 and £40, and a select number of bags that we will be giving out on Sunday will include some of those gifts. So I think it's fair to say the top prize is an amazing stay, isn't it, in one of the hotels?
Yeah, we've got a weekend stay at the White Horse in Blakeney.
The Norfolk Coast.
Very generously donated. So
lovely.
The enjoyment of the Bridge the Gap walk can continue into a weekend of someone's choice.
All right, so people are getting all inspired about this and thinking, well, it's too late, I can't register.
That's not true at all.
They've
got until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to register at the price of £18 per adult.
Okay.
Remembering children are free, so we have a ratio of 1 to 4 adult, one adult to 4 children, to allow that to be possible. And we would really encourage people to come down on the day. So from 8:30 on Sunday morning, we'll be welcoming people to pay on the day, and that's £20 an adult. But again, children are free, and we would anticipate on Sunday morning we're likely to see sort of between 500 and 700 people actually register on the day. So the start times are 9:30, 10 o'clock and 10:30. So we'd encourage you to get down nice and early to get in that queue for the pay on the day. But obviously if you want to, in effect, jump the queue, do register before 1 o'clock tomorrow. And you can do that, as I say, online at arhc.org.uk/BTG. BTG.
Bridge the Gap.
Yes,
see what you
that's
did there.
Right. Or you can just easily call the office. So it's 01223 675 888, and one of the team in the office will be delighted to take your details.
Excellent. And this money that's all being raised then, where does it go?
So for us at the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, we need to raise £8.1 million every year to fund the variety of services that we offer at the hospice here in Cambridge, but also across the county via our Arthur Rank community team, services such as Hospice at Home that people might be familiar with, and also over in Wisbeach at our Alan Hudson Day Treatment Centre. And around 50% of our funding comes from the NHS, but all of the rest of those services are funded by people's generous contribution and events like this. So we really couldn't do the work that we do. We couldn't support over 3,000 patients every year without people getting behind us and supporting in this way. And I think for us, it's just so wonderful when the money's raised in such an enjoyable fashion. So we'd really encourage people to come down. And, you know, just by taking part, your entry fee is going towards these charities. So we're so very grateful to each of you.
So half goes to Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. The other half, for the past couple of years now, has been going to Romsey Mill. And
that's
things
right,
have changed with childcare centres and things like that. So what, how important is this money to you?
Yes. So similar to Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, it's vital, really. Romsey Mill relies on donations from individuals, organisations, charitable trusts, and the community events such as this for the work that we do with young people, children, and families who are experiencing disadvantage in Cambridge, South Cambridgeshire, and also in Peterborough. One of the reasons that the Bridge the Gap event works really well for us is because the people's perception of Cambridge with the success and the academic success. A lot of the people that we're working with, their reality is very different to that, but we believe that everyone should have the same opportunity to succeed in life and to learn and to thrive. And so the work that we do is get alongside people who are experiencing that disadvantage and encourage them and enable them to have new opportunities to learn. So it works really well with the Bridge the Gap, and working alongside Arthur Rank Hospice Charity as well. It's been a good relationship. We've enjoyed it.
Excellent. Well, long may it continue. Let's just all pray the rain gods see fair on us on for Sunday morning. I think the forecast is all right, isn't it?
It's looking really good.
Holding up okay for the weekend. So it's excellent.
Really
excellent. We've got Camborne Fate on Saturday, Bridge the Gap on Sunday. What could possibly go wrong? All right, well, look, we'll see you there on Parker's Piece Sunday morning. Thank you both for coming in. We're all pretty good to go. I mean, as three members of the committee are here, anything we need to get out of the way quickly while I'm on air?
I think it's fair to say that everyone back in the office is working very, very hard. The goodie bags are being packed over at the Cambridge Building Society, and there's lots and lots of activity still to happen before Sunday morning, but we really enjoy it. For us, really, when we get to Sunday, that's all about enjoying the day.
Yeah. And it is a fantastic team event, in terms of the organising, and as you say, the contribution that you've made and Cambridge 105 Radio have made as well, with the co-op, the Rotary Club, all of the sponsors and partners. It is a whole community coming together, and with benefit to other members of the community who need that support.
It's Cambridge at its best, and let's get it all underway on Sunday morning. Neil, Donna, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.